When you buy a new car or get your tires replaced, manufacturers use lead weights, which clip onto the wheel rim to make sure it's evenly balanced. They use lead because it's heavy, dense, so a small amount by volume is used. Still, a few ounces of lead can be used on each wheel, and nearly every car and truck on the road has lead weights. They're the second largest use of lead in cars, next to lead-acid batteries. As long as the weights stay on the tires, they're not a huge problem. But environmentalists are worried that they come off too often. Many fall off when a car hits a pothole or collides with a curb. Then they're run over, ground down, and get into the environment. Each year, roughly 30 million pounds of lead are used to make wheel weights. A recent study estimates that more than 300 tons of lead fall off vehicles each year in the Midwest alone. Jeff Gearhart is with the Ecology Center, which conducted that study.
Many people don't realize there's a lot of lead that go on vehicles for this particular use, and this is actually a fairly small percentage of that lead actually falls off, but when you look at it as a quantity, it's pretty significant.
The weights don't just pose a problem on the road. Gearhart says there's also danger when they're not properly recycled when new tires are put on and the weights are replaced. Another problem is when a car is scrapped, and then later, when the parts are melted down, the lead can be released into the environment.
Lead wheel weights are not managed very well as vehicles are scrapped. And the difficulty in correcting the management of these at the end of life in a salvage yard or in a vehicle crusher or a shredder is very challenging.
He says the solution is to make sure lead is not used in the first place. Concerned about lead's potential health effects, Europe has already decided to ban lead wheel weights starting next year. And Gearhart is pushing manufacturers who design for the U.S. market to do the same. He says substitute materials, such as zinc, iron, and tin, are readily available and work just as well as lead. And with funding from the Environmental Protection Agency, the Ecology Center is making lead-free weights available to those who service vehicle fleets. At the City of Ann Arbor, Michigan's garage, a technician is banging zinc weights onto wheels. Tom Gibbons helps manage this fleet of 400 city vehicles. Ann Arbor is the first city to switch to lead-free weights.
We realize lead is a problem in the environment, and in the city we're really concerned about the environment. We're committed to doing as much as we can to protect it. So if we can take lead out of the system, why not do it?
Gibbons says the substitutes work just as well as lead weights. He says once the Ecology Center's free supply of weights runs out, the city will begin buying non-lead weights, even though they'll cost slightly more. But not everyone agrees with the idea of using other materials for wheel weights. Daimler Chrysler doesn't plan to switch to lead-free weights for its U.S. models. The company is concerned the substitutes are costlier and more difficult to install on wheels. Other automakers are looking at eliminating the use of lead weights. Terry Cullum is with General Motors. He agrees they're currently an issue, but says the Ecology Center's estimate of the number of weights that fall off cars seems high to him. And he says there's no imminent danger to the public.
I think if you look at this from a risk-based situation, we don't view lead being used in wheel weight applications as a risk, as a large risk, let's put it that way.
Even so, General Motors is considering moving to lead-free weights. Cullum says that everywhere the automaker uses lead is a concern, and since the company will have to stop using lead weights on the cars and trucks it sells in Europe, he says it might be easier just to take them out of all GM vehicles. Still, Cullum says the substitutes present a big engineering challenge because they're not as dense. It takes bigger pieces of metal to make the same weight, so they take up more space on the wheel than lead weights.
It becomes an issue in terms of where do you put it on the wheel? How do you do it in such a way that it doesn't interfere with the actual operation of the wheel or the brake system? So that is an issue that's going through research and in engineering evaluation right now.
But Cullum's optimistic that the issue can be addressed. And other automakers, such as Honda, are forging ahead with lead-free weights on at least one of their models. Still, there's resistance from U.S. tire retailers. The Tire Industry Association says the weights don't fall off wheels. And the tire retailers say the lead weights are properly recycled. The group has no plans to stop using lead weights if they're not legally required to. Jeff Gearhart with the Ecology Center says that denial of the problem is a big mistake. He says if manufacturers and tire retailers cooperated, they could get a substantial amount of lead out of the environment within a few years.
There is a potential to really make a significant impact here. We're talking hundreds of tons of lead released in the U.S. to the environment, and that can be eliminated. So we think this is a high priority project, not just for us, but we think it will be for states and for EPA to look at how to facilitate this transition to cleaner wheel balancing.
The Environmental Protection Agency is starting to look at the issue. It plans to conduct a study within the next year to get a better understanding of the problem and see how lead weights are handled. Then they'll issue guidelines for consumers and tire recyclers late next year. That means the public will be more aware of the use of lead wheel weights and the potential for toxic exposure. Usually, that means public pressure for change, whether some automakers and tire retailers like it or not. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Julie Halpert.